And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with New Mexico Magazine. He's with us often speaking of the arts. Welcome.
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 Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I know. It's been a while since we've seen each other.
I know.
I've just been busy, you know, wrapping presents and
opening presents,
paying bills.
That too.
They kind of go together.
So what is going on?
Well, gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's the new year, so it's like new
it's
year.
Kind of a slow time.
Yeah, it's kind of a it is kind of a slow time, but not for skiers, you know.
No.
I mean, there's tons of stuff to do. You know, you just have to go out and find it. Yeah, there aren't that many art openings, as far as I can see. We've got one at Manitou Galleries with a reception tonight from 5 to 7:30. It's a calendar art show. So it's a group show of gallery artists.
A calendar art show?
Calendar art show.
Meaning that they...
I believe it's calendars, or maybe it's not.
That narrows it down, Rob.
Right. Yeah, Art Exchange Gallery is having a show of Brad Price's paintings. Marigold Arts is having a group show of works by gallery artists. And new work by Peter Harrington over at the Margie Gallery on Cerrillos Road, 453 Cerrillos Road. I've never been in there.
I haven't either.
I want to check it out. But hopefully the weather's going to cooperate. At least we're not getting pounded like they are back east.
I know.
There, yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Here's one of the things I wanted to check out, but I might be too tired to do it tonight. The Glow at the Santa Fe Botanical Garden. It sort of it continues. It's an outdoor lighting event, and there's going to be Christy Hanks is going to have some ceramic sculpture out there. And that's from 5 to 8 p.m. over there on Museum Hill.
And excellent.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, kids 12 and under, there's no charge. And I believe that Saturday is the last day of the Glow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so let's go tonight or tomorrow. It's hard, I can't even sort of get my head around what day it is because we've had two holidays on Wednesdays in the last 2 weeks.
It's really sort of screwed up my sleep schedule, first of all, and my work schedule. I'm not sure whether I'm coming or going.
Well, you know, let's talk about the cat of the week.
Let's do that.
And this featured cat this week is Kalinda. She is outgoing. She seems to like children, dogs, other cats. She'd probably do well with a playful young male cat who can be on the same diet because she has some food allergies.
Uh-oh.
She's a cute little kitty with a short coat and red tabby markings, and she was born in March 2009. That makes her an almost five-year-old cat. My little doggy honey is going to be 15 in March.
15?
15. She's an old 15 dog.
15 years old?
Yeah.
That's a lot of years for a dog.
It's a lot of years for a dog. She's a little Jack Russell Terrier, and she's just started getting arthritic.
Aww.
And she's in quite a lot of pain. She has trouble getting up and, you know, in and out of the car and things like that. And I took her over to Smith Vet, and they've been giving her these, like, I think they're like glucosamine injections.
Oh, wow.
And she's really, you can tell she's got less pain in her face. It's quite something.
Interesting.
Yep,
glucosamine injections.
Yeah, yeah.
Can people get those?
Well, I know. As I've said many times, if I ever get sick, I'd rather go to Smith Vet than any place else. They do such a good job. But I don't know if people can get them, but dogs get them. And she was basically walking around in what looked like an anguished state, and her eyes were dull, and she just wanted to be loved all the time, and she was clearly in pain. And after these, she's getting one more today, and after three injections, she started to kind of perk up again.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got an old Rottweiler at the house, and she's, you know, she has trouble getting around.
Yeah.
You know.
It's hard.
She's like 13.
Yeah. But anyway, if you want to adopt Kalinda or any other sweet, wonderful kitty, which they have at Felines and Friends, you can call 316-2281 in the 505 area code. You can go to fandfnm.org or askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
I got to tell you, we're really, really happy with the shelter dog that we got a few months ago. Bones is his name.
That's a funny name for a dog.
It is a funny name. Bones is currently wearing the cone of shame.
Why?
He's having some problems with his ears. It tends to happen with dogs that have, like, really, like, you know, thin ears that shake their heads a lot and flap their ears around, especially if it's, you know, if it's cold outside.
They're wearing out their ear skin?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Just the tips.
Yeah.
I won't go into detail, but it's not pretty.
Mm.
So, dogs in the cone of shame. So, you know, I mean, he gets a lot of love and attention, so, you know. But I don't know, man. He just turned out to be a perfect companion for our family.
We love our animals.
We sure do. Hey, the IAIA is having a writer's festival. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, we just spent the first half hour of the show talking about it.
Oh, I see. I wasn't here.
You were not here yet.
I was nodding off in the corner. Okay, so we don't have to cover that then, right?
Except that tomorrow night and every week, every night through next Friday are writers reading, and it's definitely worth going to.
Definitely.
Sherman Alexie's Friday. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Not tonight, the next one.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. What else have we got going on? We got, let's see. Empire, Capitalism, and Inequality. Local radio host Craig Barnes lecture series, 6 p.m. on Thursday at Collective Works Bookstore.
Thursday of next week, and we are going to feature him on the Radio Cafe on Tuesday morning.
So mark your calendars, because that's Tuesday, you said here?
Tuesday on the Radio Cafe, and then Thursday...
Top of the hour?
I don't know.
We don't know. Who plans that far ahead?
Probably first thing after the 8 o'clock news.
First thing after the 8 o'clock news. Wow. Okay. What have we got? I want to remind people to go out and visit the Santa Fe Farmers Market. It's starting to warm up a little bit.
It's starting to warm up a little bit?
Yeah, it's not. There's not a wind chill factor of 14 below out
there
anymore.
Oh, that's true.
I sat out on the porch and drank my coffee this morning. Watched the sun come up.
You're a hardy one.
No, I live with a hardy one.
Ah.
And I have no choice. It's either wear like 6 layers in the house.
There's nothing that could induce me to drink my tea outside. Until May. April.
Not even April?
Nope.
Oh, man.
But I mean, I get cold below 70.
Yeah, see, I do too, but I just, you know, you live with a hardy individual, you learn to just layer.
Yeah, you learn to layer. Yeah. Speaking of which, well, actually not, but Journey Santa Fe is a weekly event at Collected Works Bookstore and Coffee House, and that every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock they present speakers, and I have to just commend them. I think I already have, but commend them again, because they do a terrific job. They've just got lots of good people and a great variety of people on. Mm-hmm. This Sunday, Mary Rudd and Shannon Bullman, authors of Life Planning in New Mexico. Rudd is an elder law attorney, and she served as Bernalillo County probate judge. Anyway, in Life Planning, they'll be talking about things like powers of attorney, guardianships, conservatorships, healthcare decision making, and things like that, which we don't like to think about because they have to do with an end of lifetime, which is usually not a whole lot of fun to live through, either as the person who's dying or the person who's caretaking, and then it's usually a family member and so on. But if you do this stuff right, you make a lot of people's lives so much easier and happier.
Yep. That is definitely something you have to look forward to. I mean, you can either approach it as as a really depressing task, or something that's, you know, setting the people up around you to be a little happier.
It's kind of like keeping your furnace in good order.
Yeah.
It's not fun to do, but if you do it, you'll stay warm, and otherwise your pipes will freeze.
Yeah, you don't wait until November to do it.
It's not a very good analogy, but...
I know.
Sorry.
My furnace is fine, by the way.
Mine is, too.
Yours is, too.
What are we like, pre-caffeinated?
I don't know.
All right, let's talk about something else. How about let's talk about David Geist, who, as always, is at Pronzo. And tonight he'll be playing the piano, and Ron Newman will be joining him, and tomorrow he'll be there as well. And they are on that nice second floor room in Pronzo Restaurant, which is in the Sambusco Center here in Santa Fe. And always a good time with David Geist. Performances are 6 to 9.
Sweet. Hey, for the all ages crowd, there is a hip hop and rap showcase at Warehouse 21 tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. That's over there in the rail yard, if you don't know where it is. With Trip, J-Rab, Drays. I hope I'm saying that right, Drays. If I'm not, I apologize. It might be Drazy, but I'm a little hazy.
Well, I'm a little lazy.
And the Big D. And it's actually, I'm not the Big D. It could be me, but it's not.
Could be me. DeWalt and Domandi.
Yeah.
Here from the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Opening this week at the CCA Cinematheque, Haute Cuisine, which is a French film. A French film salon following 6:30 Friday, January 3rd show. Let's see. Hortense Laborie, a renowned chef from somewhere, is astonished when the President of the Republic appoints her to be his personal cook. And as Robert Knott would say, antics ensue.
Antics ensue.
I don't even know about antics, but anyway. But that's a film at the CCA, Haute Cuisine, and also playing The Great Beauty, which is held over. Have you heard about that? That looks like an Italian film of some kind.
I don't think so.
Yeah, anyway. And Is the Man Who Is Tall Happy, an animated conversation with Noam Chomsky, which I have not seen yet.
Huh.
Also held over, Blue Is the Warmest Color, which is about, it's a kind of teenage love story. Have you seen it? Is it good?
Yeah, it's a polite way of putting it.
What?
It's a teenage love story.
It's a teenage love story.
It is. We'd be remiss not to mention the Game of Thrones spectacular.
Yes.
That is happening at the Jean Cocteau Theater. I believe it starts on Monday, January 6th. But basically, it starts on Monday, at any rate. But it's running for 12 weeks, and apparently they're just, you know, it's George R. R. Martin, and they're going to play all Game of Thrones on the big screen, and
People are coming in from out of town. It's a big deal.
I know. It's going to be hard to find a seat. And I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
You haven't?
Never.
I started watching it not too long ago. I haven't gotten very far in, but it's very compelling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, how should we say, there's a lot of cleavage.
And apparently a lot of executions.
And a lot of good-looking people.
A lot of people die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't find a seat there, you can go see Justin Bieber's Believe.
What?
I'm kidding. It is playing, but I don't recommend it.
What is it? Is it a movie?
Yeah, I think it's a documentary.
A documentary about Justin Bieber?
Yeah. So go see Game of Thrones anyway.
Yeah. All right. And at the screen, what is going on there?
Let me see.
Opening Friday.
Let's see.
Enzo Avitabile.
Music Life.
Which is, he's a renowned Neapolitan saxophonist and singer-songwriter. And he's filmed by award-winning director Jonathan Demme, who is a longtime admirer of his music. That sounds potentially wonderful.
It does sound potentially wonderful.
And don't forget The Punk Singer, which is a film about Kathleen Hanna. That seems to be held over. Is it even still here? Not clear. And The Girls in the Band.
Girls in the Band is good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
And All is Lost from the direction of Margin Call. And that's an open water thriller about one man's battle for survival against the elements after his sailboat is destroyed at sea.
Is that Robert Redford?
Yeah.
It is. It's Mr. Redford.
It's Mr. Redford.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have said that first. And mark your calendars, because a week from today, January 10th, is the 15th anniversary celebration at the screen. And it's a wonderful movie theater. And
really?
I'll be there. They're gonna have a mystery movie. They're gonna have a really major movie, but they're not telling you what it is.
They're not telling you what it is.
Yeah.
Do they tell you whether it's suitable for all audiences?
I believe it is suitable for... I think I know what it is, but I'm not sure. But yes, it is suitable for all audiences.
Well, give it up. What do you think it is?
No.
Okay. You want to keep the suspense.
Well, you know. It's not my secret to tell.
Melanie Mansour is going to be in concert on Sunday with bassist Paul Brown. It's going to be some jazz, some Middle Eastern, a little Latin. And that's from noon to 2 p.m. on Museum Hill at the Museum Hill Cafe. And it's kind of a cool place to go see a show. I've seen quite a few jazz shows there. And it's fairly laid back. It can get crowded. So don't, like, wander in at 1.
Right.
But hey, lunch concert. You know, there's like everyone does these dinner shows in town. This is a lunch show.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that looks like fun. You could go potentially and see that show and then hang out at the museums for a while and then go see the Glow. Oh no, you can't because it's over on Saturday. Never mind. Serenata of Santa Fe is doing Harpsichord Fandango featuring Kathleen McIntosh with mezzo-soprano Consuelo Sanudo at 3 p.m. On Sunday at El Museo Cultural. So there's another fun concert. Tickets, I think, are available at the Lenzet. I'm pretty sure. 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org.
And at the Jean Cocteau, just so that, I mean, okay, there's a lot of movies. Just today and today only, Footlight Parade is a movie, Spinning Plates, and then Footlight Parade screens again, followed by Roberta, followed by Wrong Cops at 11 o'clock, which I always find it kind of sweet, is 11 o'clock is our midnight movie here in Santa Fe.
Oh, dear.
And what are all those movies? A variety of those same things are going to be playing on Saturday and Sunday as well. And so lots of things to go see over there. And Footlight Parade seems to be... Oh, Jimmy Cagney. Jimmy Cagney movie. So, anyway, lots of good stuff.
Cagney.
Yeah.
I had no idea that 10,000 Ways was celebrating 33 years.
Is that right?
33 years. Can you believe that? Have you been up to check out the new restaurant up there?
No, but a friend of mine did and liked it very much.
It's marvelous.
Is it?
It's absolutely marvelous.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Good.
Everything about I went there with the better half and it was incredible.
Is it? What kind of food is it?
Is it kaya, which is sort of like small plates, you know?
Like Japanese tapas?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, yeah. In for practical purposes, yeah, they're just small plates, but they're really innovative, and I just love the atmosphere. It's very, and Kim of course is a darling.
I went to there's a newish sushi restaurant called Tokyo, which is kind of in my neighborhood. It's down on Cerrillos and Osage, that area.
I went there once.
And It's got some good things, and I just love having a sushi restaurant in the neighborhood.
That's true. I went there with my mom, and it was right after they opened, and it was in the late afternoon, so we were like the only table there, which was actually pretty nice. We enjoyed it.
They've got a huge menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely going back.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem with me is big menus. I just
too many things.
Yeah, it just turns me off.
They had some kind of lobster tail mango thing that my companion is deeply in love with.
Lobster tail mango thing.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Mm. Hey, can I talk a second about our January issue, which is awesome?
Yes.
Okay.
New Mexico Magazine.
New Mexico Magazine, what we did for our January 2014 special issue is we did AHA, one of our 50 is found, and we found all these great artists and writers and we had them talk about their life-changing moments in New Mexico, like what either drew them here and made them stay, or what made them come back if they were here before. And, I mean, the laundry list. We've got Pat Toomey. We've got designer Patricia Michaels. We've got Don Usner, Larry Burke, artist America Meredith, Russ Bradbird, B.K. Lauren, Rennie Sparks, Henry Schuchman, a whole bunch of folks sharing, like, really inspiring moments.
That's great.
Yeah. And the whole January issue, by the way, you can go to the New Mexico Magazine website and read it for free. It's all
excellent. And I noticed that you have it up on your iPad right now.
I'm looking at the table of contents because I literally got an hour and a half of sleep last night.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't want to mess up anybody's name. But we're really proud of the issue, and we're actually inviting people to share their own stories, New Mexico found stories.
Excellent.
You can share them with us on social media. If you go to our website, you can find out how to email us your New Mexico found stories. If we use them, we might even give you a little something special.
Mm.
Just saying. Go to our website and check it out, nmmagazine.com.
Like a piece of lobster tail mango sushi?
No, it's a marvelous cap. I actually got one yesterday in Hunter Orange. I don't know. I don't think there's any of those available. But the cap says New Mexico, not really new, not really Mexico.
Oh.
So, and they're made in New Mexico. So.
Excellent. Now, Axel Contemporary is a mobile art gallery. It's in a van, and many people have probably seen it around town, and they're doing E Pluribus Unum Albuquerque. They're bringing the van down to the streets of Albuquerque from January 6th through 12th. And it's the stuff they do is just wonderful. And so they'll be like at La Montañita Co-op and at the Gold Street Cafe and all kinds of other places. So you can go check out Axel Contemporary at their website, which I believe is axelart.com, and find out more. Are they going to be doing that? Yeah, they're going to be doing that portrait thing that they did up here, which is that you can show up and they'll take your picture and then they print it out and give you a printout and then they print another copy and glue it to the side of the van.
The E Pluribus Unum thing that they did.
Yeah, and that's so they're now doing E Pluribus Unum Albuquerque.
Yes.
And then at the end they do...
And they're doing that sort of in conjunction with Heart of the City, which is a wonderful art exhibit that's happening up there.
Oh, okay. And then what they do at the end is through the wonders of, I don't know how what technology it is, but they make a composite of every portrait,
mm-hmm.
and the result is a sort of androgynous, vaguely happy-looking, medium skin-toned personage.
Yeah. It's sort of like a blurred reflection of a multitude of facades.
Right, and it looks like it could be your daughter or it could be your grandmother, you're not sure.
Yeah.
Or
it's a portrait composed of equal portions of 566 individual portraits.
Yeah.
So, wow.
That's super cool.
That is super cool. I love Axel Art.
They're great.
They're great guys, and they do great work. And that you see work there that you really don't see anywhere else.
Yep, it's true.
You know, how they manage to keep that truck running.
You know?
There, but for the grace of donations by people like us.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And they do a great job. Don't forget Salsa tonight at the Lodge. Salsa, bachata, cumbia, merengue y más. And I was there last week, which was a kind of a memorial for our great DJ and salsa organizer, Avi, who passed away a few days before Christmas. And everybody was there dancing their brains out. So it goes on every Friday. And Tony James, who's just a terrific organizer also, is finally leaving Santa Fe, I think, fairly soon.
You mean Tony?
Tony.
He's leaving Santa Fe.
He's leaving Santa Fe. He's going to brighter horizons somewhere else. And so, but the salsa will go on.
The salsa will, it's Santa Fe, of course it's going to go on.
Yeah, because this is practically Cuba.
No, because you're here.
And I talk about it a lot.
And as long as you're here, there's going to be salsa.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I wish I could go dancing more, but anyway.
You still have to teach me how to salsa dance.
Gladly.
Once I'm off the cane,
aww.
You can teach me how to salsa dance.
Yeah, Rob, you injured your knee.
Yeah.
He's walking around, limping around a little bit.
I'm fine.
But Rob DeWalt is with New Mexico Magazine, which once again has a great new January issue. And he's with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts, and I'm so glad you came today.
I'm glad I came too.
And you've been listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And it's a new year, ladies and gentlemen, so make your resolutions. My favorite thing that I saw on Facebook was somebody who wrote this little card. It said, I'm going to start a new business called Resolutions. For the first 2 weeks of the year, it's a gym. And then for the rest of the year, it's a bar.
That about sums up resolutions for a lot of people. You know?
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, have a very happy beginning of the new year, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Oh, I got to tell you, on Monday, I'm interviewing Jared Diamond, the great writer and scientist who has a new book called The World Until Yesterday, What Can We Learn from Traditional Cultures?
Oh, cool.
Or Traditional Societies.
Cool.
Yep, and he's fabulous, and I've been reading the book, and it's really good.
Yay!
So, stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team, and after that, jazz. Adios.
Adios.
Ciao.